Let's go to Australia now. We'll talk to Laura Hyams, New South Wales. They've had their sixth case of the Omicron virus that has been confirmed. The State Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, has ruled out lockdowns, though. He says it might be time for a change in approach. To the ABC Sydney correspondent, Lyra joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, Corin.
All righty. So it's confirmed. Is there any sense that there is widespread transmission of this new variant?
Well, the issue at the moment is that we've had six confirmed cases of the variant. The latest case is a man aged in his 40s. He spent time in Nigeria before he came into Sydney. So with those five other cases, those pre-existing cases, they were linked to a flight which came over, which made its way through Doha. It's not confirmed whether or not transmission actually occurred on this particular plane, but those individuals had spent time in southern Africa. So they are linked and connected in some way. It's really much a wait and see approach. There's still quite a few weeks going forward of what they'll have to do to work out whether or not how transmissible this particular variant is. We know that with these six cases, most of them had already been out there in the community. So the exposure list for where these people, these individuals were out in the community continues to grow. The other thing that we have found out is that New South Wales Health are actually going through about 2,000 COVID positive tests to recheck if Omicron is present in those particular testing regimes. We still have tests that are still going up. People are still presenting to get tested if they do have symptoms, but they are ensuring that those tests are Omicron free. Now, in terms of our vaccination rates, we're still sitting at about 92% in New South Wales. Our counterparts in Victoria are 91%. So we still have quite high vaccination rates in the community. So that is what authorities are going to be holding on to ensure and hope that Omicron still, all those vaccines still have a high efficacy rate against this particular variant. So
I guess
at the moment, go on.
I was just going to say, I guess the problem is here, and I sense this with Brad Hazzard's comments, that we need to wait a couple of weeks to see whether this is potentially as bad as some might fear, or whether it turns out to be not as bad. But if you wait the 2 weeks, it's too late. So do you have to lock down now?
Well, we've got a few issues that are happening at tandem. So in terms of our markers for when our roadmap is going to be opening up, by December 15th, that's pretty much going to be the last restriction that will be eased. So with that, you will no longer have to be showing your vaccination certificate when you go into either non-retail settings, hospitality venues, masks are not going to be mandatory, QR codes will be changing the way that that's going to be regulated. So that's really the landmark in making sure that those restrictions are going to be eased. What they're really hoping on is some of the commentary from the leading epidemiologists with Monash University here in Australia, which is located in Victoria, and also the Doherty Institute, is that parts of these, because they share sort of a similar makeup in terms of our COVID and the Omicron strain, they're hoping that these vaccines will be able to withstand any presence of Omicron. So whether or not the transmission occurs and whether or not they can still act as some kind of barrier. We know that we've heard from Moderna and Pfizer and the producers of the mRNA vaccines that the vaccines can be tweaked so that some components can be taken out and perhaps resistance barriers put into those vaccines in a bid for the body to respond to the presence of Omicron. So they are hoping on that. Some of the commentary has been that at the moment it seems that some of the symptoms for Omicron could be mild if you are vaccinated. So this is going to be the key. If we have vulnerable communities, whether it be Indigenous communities, where there is low vaccination rates, we don't know what the impact of Omicron is going to be. But in terms of what the government has responded, we've heard from the federal and the state government that they don't want to do lockdowns, particularly in Victoria, where Melbourne was the longest lockdown city in the world, more than 250 days. They're not wanting to revert back onto that. And at the moment, we are expecting to be welcoming seasonal workers and international students into Sydney in a bid to kickstart that tertiary education program. So there's a lot riding on this.
Sure is. Lara, thank you very much for that. Lara Hyams, the ABC Sydney correspondent. It is now coming up to 12 minutes to 9.